This is St. Louis Public Radio. Harris Stowe students are studying how CBD, an oil from cannabis plants, affects fruit fly behavior. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, for most of the students, this is their first time working in a research lab.
Anajal Davies reaches into a jar of wriggling fruit fly larvae and carefully picks one up with a sharp pair of tweezers.
Even the slightest pinch, you know, because they're so sharp, they could puncture them and they can die.
The Harris Stowe State University sophomore is part of a small group of students studying how CBD oil affects fruit flies. CBD comes from cannabis plants, but it won't get you high. It's legally sold in Missouri for a variety of uses, including pain and anxiety relief. But scientists are still trying to understand whether it works, and if so, how. Harris Stowe professor Sandra Leal saw CBD as an opportunity to get students excited about science. So she decided to weave the cannabis plant into her intro biology class.
We talk about the plant, the sex of the plants, you know, they have sexes, the physiology of the plant. It's just an amazing way to introduce students, get them excited, they get hooked. And then you're teaching them the scientific method.
Which brings us back to those fruit flies. As part of the class, the students are feeding them food mixed with CBD oil to see whether it changes their movement and feeding behavior. Most of the students had never worked in a science lab before taking the class, like senior Marquise Kemper.
It was kind of weird playing with flies. It kind of made it more interesting for me because I was really hyped up to see what we was going to do next.
Tiara Nesbitt is one of the few biology majors in the class, but even she struggled with some of the tasks, like cooking the special fly food.
When we first started making the food, almost no one was able to make it correctly. Like, it would always come out like way too thick.
And that's okay, says Leal. Trial and error is a big part of learning how to do research.
The first time you're in a lab, a lot of students realize it's all about failure a lot of the time, and you finally get it right.
Leal hopes that excitement of getting it right will convince a handful of these students to stick with science. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.